Hi, I'm Matt Starr. You're listening to NITV Radio. Welcome to our daily COVID update for New South Wales and Victoria for Wednesday, the 15th of September. New South Wales has recorded 1,259 new cases of community transmission in the 24 hours to 8 p.m. last night. There have also been an additional 12 deaths. Premier Gladys Berejiklian fronted the New South Wales press conference today to announce that the state had reached the milestone of 80% first dose vaccination rate among those aged over 16. Berejiklian also announced that the curfew affecting Sydney's LGAs of concern will be lifted from tonight. The Western New South Wales Local Health District recorded 6 new cases overnight, 3 in Bathurst, 2 in Dubbo, and 1 in Warrumbungle. This is notably the first day of single-digit case numbers in the district in over a month, since August 11. The Far West Local Health District recorded 10 new cases overnight, 5 in Broken Hill and 5 in Wilcannia. On to Victoria, where there have been 423 new locally acquired cases overnight, bringing the state's total active cases to 4,038. There were also 2 deaths, a man in his 40s from Whittlesey, and a man in his 70s from Wyndham. Regional Victoria had 5 new cases, 2 in Ballarat, 2 in Mitchellshire, and 1 in Geelong. Premier Dan Andrews announced that Ballarat will be going into an immediate 7-day short, sharp lockdown from 11:59 p.m. tonight. The announcement comes after 2 cases were recorded yesterday and another 2 today. Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton said the lockdown is also necessary due to positive sewage detection dating back to the 8th of September. The concern is that this means that an infectious person or people may have been moving around in the community for at least a week. Simultaneously, Greater Shepparton will have its strict lockdown eased from 11:59 p.m. tonight, joining the rest of regional Victoria. A reminder, this does not mean a return to pre-COVID rules. Measures such as face masks in public, no private gatherings at home, and limits on public gatherings are still in place. That's all for today's update. I'm Matt Starr. For more information and the latest COVID updates, please go to our NITV Radio website.